Takeaway English from the BBC.
In many countries around the world, people in love are gearing up for Valentine's Day, a festival to celebrate romantic love. In the UK, the 14th of February is usually celebrated by sending or giving Valentine's cards and sometimes gifts. The day is celebrated by people already in a committed relationship, but also by people who want to tell someone they have feelings for them. Traditionally, people may send an anonymous card or gift if they're holding a torch for someone who doesn't know it, to make a declaration of love. Though it's very flattering to receive an anonymous card, it could be frustrating if you have no idea who your secret admirer is and you are looking for a relationship. The word Valentine was originally the name of a saint. Now you can say that you're sending someone a Valentine. Or sometimes, Valentine can mean the person who is sending or receiving the card. Sign a card from your Valentine. And some ask the recipient to be my Valentine. As well as cards, many other tokens of love are exchanged on Valentine's Day. Flowers are one of the most common gifts to give, with red roses being seen as the most traditionally romantic flowers. However, in these days of eco-awareness, some people are rejecting hothouse flowers, such as roses, for seasonal flowers native to Britain. For example, snowdrops, which grow naturally in Britain in February. This is because of the high carbon footprint of imported or hothouse flowers and the chemicals used. Other gifts which are common include jewellery and chocolates, but some people are even more extravagant, splashing out on a trip abroad or spa pampering day for their loved one. But some people would insist it's the thought that counts and appreciate a handmade card and gift, such as homemade heart-shaped cookies, more than an expensive one.